But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk Cowboys football is the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. We say good morning to Jason Garrett. Hi, Coach.
Good morning, guys. Good to be on with you guys. I have to apologize. I've thrown my voice out because I've been yelling.
That's right.
Yelling at these players, motivating them. And I think motivation is important. It's an important process that you go through with your players to get them ready to play.
Yeah, well, you got a win the other day. That was good.
Got to win. We're going to build on that win. We're not satisfied. We're going to look at the tape, continue to get better in all three phases. That's the goal. We're not going to stop now. Our season doesn't end now. Come on. Damn it.
Well, you know, there's a lot of talk about your job security
and
whether...
I clarify that I just cussed because I'm a player's coach. I'm a tough player's coach, so I cuss. And sometimes I say bad words like crap, maybe damn, maybe even the F word like fart.
Right. Well, that certainly makes an impact. What about your job status this year? Do you feel like you're on the hot seat?
I think the seat's getting a little hot. It's getting a little hot, and I tell you now, I'm busy putting my resume together, and I want to put it together the right way, and that involves putting it down on the fine stock paper. You want something that's cotton based. You got to put your resume down the right way.
Okay.
There's a very good chance that Jerry will fire me soon. I also think there's a chance that Jerry will put me in the Ring of Honor soon, too. He's a very odd man.
Probably right about that.
You do have a lot of wins. Second most wins in Cowboys history.
Second most wins in Cowboy history. I don't know if you're aware of that, and I'm sorry for interrupting you there, but I just wanted to make mention of that fact.
All right, thanks. Well, I guess you're encouraged now about this team because
We're encouraged with what's going on. We're encouraged with how we're getting better. You know, we saw some things, and then in the second game of the year that we didn't like, we addressed them. Okay, mm-hmm. We addressed them. Next game, we address them. Mm-hmm. Next game, we address them. We build, and hopefully we get better until we win a Super Bowl. Okay.
Okay.
And hopefully, I can get my job back next year. Mm-hmm. That's the goal here: just to keep a job. More than winning a Super Bowl, I just want to keep a job.
You know, one of the guys on our show noticed that you spit an awful lot for someone that doesn't chew tobacco on the side. Why do you spit so much?
Well, what you're seeing there with the spitting, what you're seeing there is anger. Okay? Anger is a human emotion that I experience. It's programmed into me. Okay? You've heard the term spitting mad. Mm-hmm. Well, that's me being angry. When you see me spit, I'm spitting mad. Showing human emotion.
Okay.
It's important for the fans to see that I'm not a complete robot. Although I am a complete robot, I want to appear to be human.
Certainly, you've had some influences over the years that have crafted and molded your coaching style.
I've had some influences over the years that have crafted and molded my coaching style.
Right, that's what I said.
I'll share those with you now.
Okay,
Vince Lombardi, big influence. Mm-hmm. Vince Lombardi, Tom Landry, mm-hmm. Microsoft Windows 8, Cobalt, DOS. Mac, High Sierra OS, Linux, Binary, and Bocce.
I thought he may mention Billie Jean King, but I guess not.
She wasn't an influence. She just stood in front of me at a Subway once, a Subway sandwich shop.
Right.
I just like telling stories about her.
Okay.
I like telling stories. As a matter of fact, I've written out a story about me and Billie Jean King. It's a short story. It's a piece of fiction. But I wrote it out, and I rolled it up, and I put it in a tube on my utility belt just to keep it there for inspiration.
Yeah, what's going on with that thing?
I've got a lot of things on my belt. I spend most of my week revising my impressive utility belt that I wear during the game. It's not only impressive, but it's functional. By functional, I mean that it functions the right way.
God.
The right way. And so far on the belt, I've got a transmitter box.
Uh-huh.
I've got an AM radio.
Hmm.
I've got an FM radio.
Hmm.
I'm looking at it right now. Hold on. I got a walkie-talkie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got a cell phone. It looks like I've got a grappling hook here, too. I've got a can of bear spray. I got a coin dispenser.
Mm-hmm.
I got what looks like a Leatherman multi-tool.
Good.
I've got a carbon monoxide detector. I've got a box of grape nuts. A bag of sand. A hunting knife. A can of whipped cream. a batch of cyanide capsules.
Oh, no.
This is a bullwhip. Got a bullwhip and what appears to be a human dildo.
Okay.
All right.
I'm thinking of adding a Hello Kitty sticker dispenser and a thing of Rolos. What do you think?
Rolos.
Ideas.
I think that's too much for one belt.
I think you need to lighten your load.
Down the belt. Hold on. My assistant coach wants to talk to you. Hold on. Hmm. Coco, assistant Garrett. Now, George.
Oh, George, Coco's addressing you.
Amazing. All right. Well, we're up against it.
Because I'm a Cowboy assistant coach now.
We got to talk to Brian Jones.
Coco only gets jobs, so George has to talk to her.
Bye.
What an elaborate scheme for a gorilla.
Don't you dare hang up on me, George.
Bye.
I can't quit you.
Yes, you can. You need to try. Well, that started out as a visit with Jason Garrett.